Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. A lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQG reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQG reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. You're in. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, November 4,
2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is another Monday morning, and we're back. So, Ray, did we send out anything over the weekend? Is there anything to send out?
No, it was nice and quiet, so nothing went out over the weekend.
Hmm.
A little too quiet.
You didn't say quiet. Yeah, don't say nice and quiet, because they don't like that. they want to hear something. I know that's for sure.
So they don't want it to be nice and quiet.
Yeah. All right, guys, we are here. It is very quiet. So, of course, we heard a couple things over the weekend, back and forth. Situation was deteriorating. Situation was getting better. They were partying in the streets with the citizens and the military. They were rioting in the streets, throwing burning tires, burning buildings, cutting off traffic. And it's all true, I guess, because there's articles out stating both. Some provinces, the military was joining in with the citizens, and they were actually hand in hand and celebrating that nobody was getting killed. Or they thought the government was getting replaced. In other places, they weren't. They're saying that they've been letting the citizens go, trying to make it as peaceful, letting them burn tires, burn cars, block streets, whatever they want to do, trying to get it out. Let them get out their frustrations. U.S. came in, met with Iraq, said what you need to do is meet the demonstrators' demands. That's what you need to do, meet their demands, make changes. The U.S. would say that because they're demanding that Iran get out of their country, that Iran get out of their government. So there were some people killed who tried to attack the Iranian embassy. They actually shot three people in that incident. For the most part, Alat again put out a statement. I can't send it to you guys, but basically saying that the project to delete the three zeros, to change the rate, has all been put on hold, has been completely stopped, is what he said on Saturday, until the demonstrators stop protesting. That's what he said. Again, until it stops, we can't transfer money to any banks, to any ATMs. We cannot continue the project until you stop demonstrating. They're still demonstrating today, just so you guys know, because they said, we don't want to hear that. We want to see that. So they're basically at a contest to see who wins. Now, Iraqi contest thinks they're good. They're just putting more pressure on them to do it. So they think it's a good thing. If you get it gets done, then the auctions get stopped. But they did have an auction today. So, it's damn if you do, damn if you don't. We're going to see who wins. Our banks had people here ready to go Friday, Saturday. Now, the majority of the banks did go in over the weekend, but you guys know who didn't. Texas. Now, we just don't know if they're smarter than everybody else or lazier than everybody else. I don't know. But they didn't go. It didn't happen. North Carolina, Wisconsin, New York, almost all the banks are at the exchange centers today, with the exception of you-know-who. They did not go to exchange centers today. They went back to their normal jobs. So I do not expect to see an RV today. Now, they could call them in, put them alert, call them in an hour, send them all there. But this morning, everybody else went in at 5 a.m. They went back to their bank jobs. So we're going to wait and see what happens. But, you know, I always think it could be on a Tuesday or a Friday anyway. That's just me. So why waste the day? Same thing they did last weekend. They took off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday morning. They went back to the exchange center. Could very well happen in the morning. And we'll see what's going on. Banking information, treasury information, both said they didn't care what was going on in Iraq. Well, the banks really don't, because they said, we take our lead from the Treasury. So we don't even pay attention to what's going on in Iraq. Because when the Treasury tells us to get ready, we get ready. They don't, they don't. The Treasury saying it really doesn't matter what happens, because directly they're going to keep their monetary system stable. Country stable, whatever happens with the protesters, it's not going to change enough that they have to start the process over. They just have to release it. So whenever they come to an agreement, or before, then we go forward. Our numbers haven't changed. The only thing that changed is we got another week to buy some more dawn. So let's get it cracking. All right, Ray.
Okay, let's see what we have here question wise. Hi, Jack. Tony, has there been any updates or changes to your last reported IMF investment?
Any updates or changes to my last report? No. No,
okay.
We're still not going to know, guys, have access till after the RV or what we can put out. I told you that they've assured me that I would get the information. I could be involved. Everybody can't be involved, and they already said that at a certain level. I'll find out what the qualifications are and try and get as many people as I can involved. You should still ask your banks about them anyway, because they could ask for sources or some avenues to get you involved. Okay?
All right, Red says, including banks and exchange centers, how many are there nationwide, approximately?
How many exchange? I have no idea.
Okay. When you say they are manned for us to arrive, are you thinking just a few dozen locations or a few hundred?
I'm thinking they're all manned when I say they're manned, and they've told people to go to the exchange locations. Okay.
All right. When you said barbecue is a way of preparation and not a pour on sauce, what did you mean? Could you give us a quick cooking lesson?
Yeah, I'll give you a quick cooking lesson. So down south and in North Carolina, you barbecue food, then it comes from its natural ingredients. You put some peppers, some vinegar, things like that to give it its flavor and taste, the meat itself. In Arkansas, Kansas, the Midwest, other places, they try to barbecue your food and then pour a lot of barbecue sauce on it to give it taste. Or they pour barbecue sauce on it while they're cooking it to put the taste in it. So it's like going to a fine steakhouse. If you guys don't know one, let me tell you. Morton's is a good steakhouse throughout the country. You guys can look it up. Or Ruth Chris, you can look it up. Now, you have an option. When you go there and you order a steak, they bring the steak out on a plate by itself, because they can buy itself, and you can cut into that steak and eat it. Or you can go to a fine steakhouse like Morton's Ruth Chris, and you can order a steak, and they set it down in front of you, and you say, do you have some steak sauce? And they look at you like you're an idiot. Really? Do you not know where you're at? You want steak sauce to put on this steak? Well, that's how barbecue is in North Carolina. They like, really? You idiots want to put barbecue sauce on this barbecue? Yeah, so that's a Midwest thing, you know. It's either, you know, you can buy a steak at a steakhouse, or you can go to, I don't know, IHOP and ask for a steak like they do in Arkansas in the Midwest with their barbecue. That's the comparison. So now y'all know. That is why G-Man wants to come to North Carolina and have some barbecue, because we want the real deal. Okay. What's next?
All right.
Now that we got
Larry One says, in your opinion, what's your opinion of this happening this month? Do you feel this will go into next year? Who is paying the bankers and employees?
Okay. There's always a possibility for it to happen every day. Now, this is what happened again, guys. They were at the banks over the weekend, everybody except for Texas. They actually had some of the higher-ups of the banks in there walking around, suit and ties, and pumping everybody up, telling them to get ready, this could happen at any moment. And they're there today, everybody except for Texas. And they actually believe that this could happen at any moment. Because it could. Texas doesn't believe that. Or they're all just trying to throw us off. Because trust me, they listen to our calls. They absolutely do. So it could happen at any moment just to shock all of us or surprise us. Iraq, they're doing just the opposite. Telling the people, we know what you want, but we can't do it until you get off the streets. So Mahdi did a speech this morning, Alok did a speech asking demonstrators to please unblock the roads, get off the street, let's take life back to normal so we can get something done. They've been doing that for the last 2 days. Let's go back to normal. Let's go back to normal so we can get something done. And again, we'll just have to see which prevails. Now, there are some bankers promising people that they will be fully liquid this month. They're telling them that as of this morning. One way or another, you're going to be fully liquid this month, is what they are being told. Now, CIA, because people say, man, she asks you some questions. She be trying to trick you. She be trying to trip you up. I got all that over the weekend. But that's why you guys love her. So I'm going to tell you, yes, they did give me a time frame where they think it was. And no, I'm not going to tell you because they said it was this month. Because last week they said they thought it would be done by tomorrow. I'm really waiting to see if it happens. But I'm not going to give that time frame, except this question said this month. They promised them they would be fully liquid this month, you know. Same token, we've been promised something before that didn't happen. But it is out there. They are telling their people, whether it's to keep them calm in the exchange centers, keep them upbeat, or they actually believe it, that is the word that's being put out. So I'm giving you what I got, except for the exact date, which nobody knows, or the window. But it is during this month. All right, ready?
Okay. Sunstar says, number one, any TV or billboard news you can share out of Iraq on giving the people what they want and the release of the coins and fields?
No, I just discussed all that. I think that answered that
question. Let's see. Have we been in touch or received any banking news from the banks that would be doing seminars post-RV? Yeah, the task force members are staying in touch with them, just having them ready and on standby. Okay, third question.
Hey, let me tell you guys something real quick. Hold on. Hold on a second. Because I think about it a lot. You know, how are we going to get this thing together and in a time frame? I know we wanted to do the project within 10 days, and we can do that. And I remember you guys had some ideas of how you can prove it to me so I can do the top 100. So make sure you're taking pictures, celebrating, posting it on Facebook, Instagram, whatever you guys do, and sharing it with everybody. And then maybe I'll have you forward me something after the 10th day. You'll figure it out. But make sure you're getting proof of what you're doing and having fun with it if you want to be in one of the top 100. That I'm going to try and do something special with. Other than that, guys, we still have to get our numbers for location. I still have to be able to schedule a place big enough to hold it. I can't do any of that until after the RV happens, until after I get the actual numbers. And then you guys know it's going to be hard to do the closer we get to Christmas because most venues are going to be taken up. But I do want to get it done before the end of the year just because I want it done. But it may, at this point, go into January because of the holidays. People can't travel and all that. And it'll be easier to get us a venue. And I can come up with a team of people to do this because I don't have people on standby. Actually, the best person I had ready, had the sights up and everything else, was JM, because that is what he was doing and getting it ready and what you guys are going to need and everything else. And I have yet to ask his son to go into the computer and look for it. I have yet asked him to do anything related to this because of what the family's going through. So that part I might just have to start over. But anyway, we'll get it done as far as TNT. All right, go ahead, Ray.
Okay, let's shift over to live callers. One sec here. There we are. First caller is 404 area code.
Hey. Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate the info. Good morning to you, and good afternoon to you, Ray.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of like I'm getting down to the when, the four-letter word, when. And I know you're not going to answer that one, but... I am intrigued with the fact that some of the exchange personnel were sent back to regular jobs. Out of curiosity, did they report this morning expecting to be manning the exchange center and then were sent back? Or had they been told at some point over the weekend not to report at 5 a.m. this morning and they got a few extra hours of sleep this morning?
They were told yesterday, because they didn't go, and they were informed to go to their regular jobs.
So did they not even go in at 5 a.m. yesterday morning?
No, they didn't go in at all yesterday.
Okay, interesting.
No, I'm just saying Texas. Everybody
right,
else went in, and everybody went in this morning except for Texas.
Mm-hmm. It's just interesting in terms of what sort of inside track is Texas finding that the others aren't. You know, this is part of the puzzle that just is puzzling to me. So I'll just go mull on that one as well. So no other questions at the moment, since you won't tell me when, because I'm getting down to, you know, date and rate, you know. And at this point, I don't even really care about the rate because you keep telling us all that. It's like when, sort of thing. But at least November is a shorter month by one day, so we'll see. So hopefully it'll be a thankful one. So, again, appreciate all your insights and keeping us in the game. And with that, 10 days from whenever this is going to happen, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project is going to happen. Appreciate it. Thanks again. And
all
let's
right,
make this the last pre-RV call, and the next one is just you guys telling us all the directions. I move that.
Okay.
Somebody else
Where's
can second
this?
That. So, okay.
All right.
Thanks again. Appreciate it. Have a great
okay.
afternoon,
right.
guys.
Have a great day.
Good morning.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 702 area code, you are on.
Hello?
702.
Good hey. Morning.
Good morning. How are you, Tony? How are you, Ray?
I am fan.
I'm super fantastic.
To the nth degree.
Okay, so what time are we going to be in the Redemption Center?
When they call us.
Well...
No,
okay, Ray got
weird,
this
huh?
one.
So what is your opinion? So this is going to happen this week or again
I
after
don't know.
Year?
No, I just said I think it's going to be this month. We're told it's going to be this month. And I'm waiting to see if it's going to be yesterday. Did you get that?
We can't wait. We can't wait. We want it to happen today.
Yes. It's not going to happen today. I said I was waiting to see if it was going to be yesterday. Anyway, it could happen tomorrow, but the word is it's still supposed to happen sometime this month.
I hope so. They're not going to delay anymore.
Me too. I hope they don't. Mm.
Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
All right, you
Bye-bye.
Too.
610 area code. You are next. Oh, it's G-Man.
Hey, good early. Afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Hey, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's another dynamite day here in the USA. And in order to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you again to those 13 task force members. They're still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. And Ray, before I go, if I may.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, Tuesday, November the 5th, is Election Day. Remember to get out there and vote. Thank you again, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, two things. First of all, guys, Ray is definitely tracking the donations and keeping up with that, so we'll know who to take care of. And G-Man, explain to them why you want that North Carolina barbecue, because it's a real barbecue. Tell them.
Because it's delicious. It is dynamite. It is North Carolina barbecue, and it's like none other. That's why.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
All right.
Yes, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay. 727 area code. You're on.
Well, I'm right. Back. Good morning. Tony,
good,
good
morning.
Afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
I'm thinking that it's probably a great day. And when I say probably, every day can be a little bit better than the day before. And the way I look
okay.
at it, some of the people that are frustrated, that this just puts us one day closer. And I think that's one way to help keep a better attitude about the whole deal, because you can't help but have your sympathies with the people there. Mm-hmm. I'd never thought that hearing only two people were killed would be good news. But if there were only two, it is better news. But certainly those two, along with the many others who preceded them, have given their lives for their country. And I think that that's something that those folks, because if the people in Iraq are listening, and Tony, you know that they are, that they know that how we feel about it, and that we are certainly in sympathy with them and have our condolences for their losses and what they've sacrificed, which is far greater than a lot of countries have had to in their fight for independence and freedom, that our hearts and our hats go out to them for sure. I guess with that, I was looking at articles, and I posted one. It's the first time I posted on the forum. And it was an article that came out on El Monitor, which I think is probably one of the fairest reporting Mideastern news sources that I've been led to believe. And it was an interesting article, kind of explaining the different people that were involved and the acknowledgement that Iran is not going to give up easily and just hand things over, that there would be a fight. And with the people dying and so forth, I guess that has proven to be true for sure. I was surprised to hear Mahdi's acting, or at least talking like, everything's status quo. And this is, I guess, my question for you, Tony, is do you, in your opinion, do you think that is Mahdi on his way out? Or is he going to figure out a way to finagle still staying in there and trying to hold on in spite of the demonstrations?
Well, even though he says he will walk away, I don't believe that's possible for him to just walk away without, I know, throwing the government back into chaos, as he said, because it would be, of who everybody wants the replacement to be. Now, Iran has boots on the ground, as we do, but we're not involved in their government on all levels as Iran is, and that's why they continue to have their influence. They want him to stay right there. That is the reason he didn't step down last week, because they wanted him there, because they already know if Alawi replaces him, everything changes, and because Alawi's going to lie in himself with the U.S., so they're going to let the people do what they're doing, probably make some minor changes in the lower parts of government. It's not going to change the prime minister. Maliki's still going to be there. But they're going to give them everything else they want, and it's going to take time to do that. I said that on the last call. They can say we agree to your terms, but okay, then make something happen. Well, we can't, because parliament has to vote, because we're not in session. Because it takes some time for everybody to agree to what you say. Mahdi can say he's going to do it until it's actually done and everybody else agrees on it. And those are the things that the people are tired of. So all he can do, as I can see, is to preserve the government, is to do what they said, stop the auctions, release the money, because it's the quickest thing he can do to say there. Satisfy them, get them out of the streets, get them in the stores, spend the money, because they're seeing what they tell them today in the articles and on TV is our economy is losing millions, hundreds of millions. Every day you guys are doing this, we're losing. So either the people understand, which is hard. It's hard to tell a kid, you know, stop crying, or I'm going to give you something to cry for, and they're already crying. Because they're not even listening to you, right? He's like, you better stop that one and that, and they just go cry some more because you just said, I'm going to hit you harder. Woo! And that's what they're going through. And I'm using that as an example because of the average mentality, you know, like in eighth grade, they're not seeing negotiating because they said we did that. I was good for a long time. I went and sat in the corner. I didn't argue, didn't do this, and now just having an outburst. I know this is a terrible example of using a child to be, but it just so you guys understand and the mentality of things. So who led them down this street? Sadar. Sadar called for them to do that. Guess where Sadar is now? Sadar left the country. This morning they're complaining, telling Sadar he's part of the problem. So he took off. I don't want to be in the middle of this. I was supposed to be on the winning side. So Iran won't leave. They have their guard there. So now citizens are leaderless, and they're just acting wild. So they got two choices. What Marty's trying to do is say, hey, we let y'all get it out. We understand. We stopped killing you, everything else. Now we need you to stop. And then they need to. They're saying right now they're trying to choke off the government. So they blocked all the streets, the highways, the buildings, and they're only letting non-government workers go to work. Anybody who works for the government, they're trying to stop them from going because they think now they can shut them down that way by not getting anything done. So we're going to see what happens. I don't think Mahdi leaves. I think they work it out. And in the end, I think they calm down enough to do the RV. And as a matter of fact, we already know there is a plan for them to do it. Whether it's moving trucks in secret like they did years ago, or in the middle of the night, moving the money in the middle of the night, or during the day, I do still see it happening this month. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Did I answer your question?
Go ahead.
No, I said that. Did that answer your question?
Answer my question. Yeah. I mean, it's a question that obviously, I mean, there could be many answers to the question, that's for sure. But I asked for your opinion, and that's what I got, and that's good enough for me. I guess when I think, Ray, both you and Tony are old enough to remember the movie Catch 22. Maybe you're not. I don't know. But I think I'm the only decade.
Maybe you're not. Okay.
That movie, Catch 22, is where that kind of the saying came from. And I mean, his comment during the movie on several occasions was, "Goddamn army." And I look at the frustrations that the people are going through, and you have to, if not empathize, sympathize with them for sure, for being told, as they've been told many times before, why now do they believe them? But I guess.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yeah. All right, we got to start.
I see.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that better now?
Yes,
we're good. Yeah,
you got it. I wasn't sure if it was me or not, but I think that, to give up at this point would be, I don't know if that would be the wisest course, but I think they could take a week and catch their breath and find out and just see if it happens. And then give them the week. If they don't do the week, they promised before, I realize. But there has to be at some point where you have to give them a second chance, and if you give them a second chance and they don't get off the dime, and they're going to have to call their parliament back into session and all that kind of stuff. And it would seem to me that this is an urgent enough situation where that could be done, but it might it might be one option that they're listening that they might consider.
Well, here's the issue, and I'm with you. Except the guy who got the break last time for 2 weeks is the guy who ran out the country because now they're trying to blame him, and that's why I said they're leaderless at this point. They're just a mob in the street saying do something, but there's nobody who's saying, hey, let's give them another 2 weeks. There's some noise in the background. So I don't know what that is. But
okay.
Nobody's saying, let's give them another 2 weeks to get this done, because this time they know we came back stronger, and next time we'll come back even stronger if you don't get it done or get something done during this two-week period. But again, the guy who should be directing that is not there, because they've gotten tired of being mad at NK. We're mad at you, too, because you keep saying this and that, and nothing's happening. And you told us to follow this guy, and he's not doing it. And now you're trying to go against him. So until somebody stands up and does that, which Marty tried to do, which Alat tried to do by going on television and by putting out the news articles saying, calm down and let us do what we need to do. And, you know, today, again, they're not burning buildings. They went from doing that and burning government prisons or houses to just, well, let's just try to shut the government down and let's see how that works. So we'll see what happens. Maybe they'll put out some more information today. Maybe they'll just go ahead and do it and everybody walks off. But they know something has to be done. Everybody does. And Pompeo called them and he's over there saying, look, you got to give them something. So what is he going to give them? You got to give them something. Now, they may want them to give them everything else and say, hey, okay, Iran is out. Because the people who are at the border of Iran, they physically are there themselves blocking the border because they don't want Iran influence coming in anymore. So they're doing everything they can do, the government, and maybe what the U.S. is waiting for, you guys have to make some kind of announcement or something. You want Iran out. You want Maliki out. You want all these Iranian guys out of the country, out of the government, before we let it go. I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right?
Mm. Yep. Absolutely. Well, that's all I've got for today, other than tell Danny to keep a stiff upper lip, because those Texas banks,
okay,
they can be stubborn. Give my
okay.
And I just so there's another check in the mail, Ray, and I hope that'll have an opportunity to go along with some of those projects that you're going to be looking for people to participate in, because I sure would be interested in that. Just letting you know.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
all
gentlemen.
Right, thank you.
Have a great day.
You take bet. Care.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You too.
281 area code. You are on.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Hi. And Tabby Lesser.
Super fantastic. How are you?
8th degree.
Great. Thank you. Well, my questions have been answered. And you did part
okay.
of it in the opening monologue. So, I guess I'll just be waiting to hear.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
470 area code. You are on. 470. 413. It's you. Okay, it's no longer you. 972 area code.
Hey, fellas, Danny in Dallas, walking in Walmart.
Hey, sir.
What a day. Quick question. On Friday's call, my buddy JR asked about the cap on Dong. I fully expected Tony would correct that statement, but you answered everything and didn't address that. As I understand it, I think I asked the question maybe 7-8 weeks ago, there is no cap on Dong. Has that changed?
The banker told us, oh, okay, so we're talking about two different things, I guess. We're talking about
okay.
there's a cap on total Dong you can turn in, or a cap on how much you can get the contract rate on.
Contract
rate. So we were initially told 20 million and 50 million. 20 million dinar, 50 million dong to get the contract rate on.
Right.
We have since been told Wait a minute. I'm going to call the bank just to make sure that there was no rate.
Well, that's what I understood as well.
Me too. But hold on, because I'm going to call just to make sure. Again, right now.
All right.
There was no rate, no cap.
Yeah, they said they didn't see one. And of course, I was in opposition to that from day one and still am.
Yes, I remember.
Okay. So how are you going to have a cap on one and not on the other? I mean, call it a fair, equitable situation.
Yes. And I can appreciate that perspective. But some of us are strategizing to take fully advantage of
the
situation.
Hold on. Let's call one more. You guys still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Hello?
If it's a failure, you better try.
Hello, hello,
yeah.
Hello.
Tony's not talking to us, is he?
I don't think so.
Hello? Great.
Yes.
Yeah, he is. Uh-oh.
Yes, we hear you, Tony.
Thank you, man.
He's still connected.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, we hear you.
Okay, but Ray evidently doesn't hear me, and I don't hear you guys.
Yes, I do.
So something's going on. So,
yeah, I hear you fine.
And I don't hear Danny.
Well, both
yeah,
of
here.
Us heard you. Did you hear us now?
Oh, Ray hears me? Okay, I don't hear you guys. So I'm going to hang up. Uh-oh. Ray, you call me back.
All right.
Well, let me tell you how we're doing down in Texas while we're waiting on Tony. It's a sunshiny day. The temperature is going to get all the way up to 70 degrees. And this weather is why people move to San Diego, I'm convinced. I was told years ago that there's so many people that live in Texas because they don't know there's any place else. I've been to San Antonio, and it's San Diego,
okay.
And it's a beautiful place.
All right. I got to wait for a response, guys. Hope we'll get it before we get off the call. Just so
okay, well,
that.
I'm gonna.
Okay. Think there was. Hey, let me ask you something before you go, though.
Sure.
They still got cars on the car lot, or they already gone? I mean, I know it wasn't but 10 of them there anyway, but.
Yes. This town that I live in has got between 150 and 250 people that hold more than $1 million. So I fully expect that there's going to be a slight emotional explosion when this takes place. I don't know that I've even met half of those people, but I did meet several of the UPS drivers that were delivering Dinar when we could easily get it off the internet and shipped that way. And the Dinar delivery people, whether it was UPS or FedEx or whatever, the area is divided into four or five different routes, and every one of those guys had people they were delivering to on a regular basis. There was some funny stories that came out of that, and some UPS drivers that invested in Dinar. So it'll be fun to find out what happens when this thing finally does go.
It sure will.
Yeah.
I know it will, especially because the UPS driver said they're going to know everybody who's rich now.
That's right. They know where they live. What they look like. Yes, sir. I'm on a run, but thank you for the time to get that information. I'll listen. I'm sure you can get it and pass it on to all of us. Thank you, buddy.
Okay. If not,
right,
I will tweet out an update
to today,
guys, so you guys know.
So we'll give it. Excellent. All right. 214 area code. Well, let me see. This thing going to work. There we go.
Hello.
Hello. You're on. 214.
Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Okay. How are you?
I'm great. Tony, have you heard anything about Zimbabwe at this point?
No, we haven't got any updates. You know, I told you guys the article came out, said they were coming out with new currency. They said within 2 weeks, which would be about the middle of this month, and they're going to apply new value to it. So that's all I've heard, but the bank says we're still doing it.
Okay. The actual date would be, as I calculated, the 12th of this month, and they're not new notes, but they are, what word did they use? Now it just slipped my mind. Replacement notes. And then the new notes are supposed to come out before the end of the year. So my question is, if it's replacement notes, do you think they're replacing them with the old Zimbabwe dollar since it's in the bank there in Zimbabwe? And then they'll make that international?
Wait, what I saw was they were coming out with the $2 and $5 notes, and they're supposed to do that within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you saw?
Yes, I saw that, but there's been another article that basically says that they are replacement notes for the bond notes. But they're still going to have the bond note running side by side with these replacement notes.
Sounds like something that Iraq is doing with the dinar to me. Well, okay.
So I was just wondering if that would allow them to then make it international so that they can use their currency out side of Zimbabwe, because right now the bond note is only used in Zimbabwe.
It's supposed to be international. As you see, their lower notes are in there. We just don't have any here. But we do have a rate for them, which means they're already international. Even for their lower notes that they have right now. Okay, nobody in the bank here is dealing with it, but it wouldn't be on Forex, it wouldn't be exchanging, it wouldn't be a rate if they weren't. So.
Okay. Okay, but do you think those replacement notes are going to be the old Zimbabwe notes?
I don't think they're going to be the old notes. I think they're going to be new notes.
Okay.
But send me the article. I'll read it. Send it to me.
Okay, I don't have your information, but I do have your brother Ray's information. I'll send it to him, and he can forward it to you, unless you want to give out.
Good idea.
Okay.
No, I was going to say, hey, you guys can send anything you want me to speak to Ray, all of you.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I have another question. If once this goes, and I want to say go to Vietnam or Indonesia, do you think our notes will still be recognized, that I could not exchange them and use it over there?
Well, yeah. If they're exchangeable notes, you can take them over there and use them. And if you go over there with U.S. dollars and hit the airport, guess what? They're going to give you those same notes when you go to exchange.
Yeah, but you don't think that they're going to get rid of the larger notes?
Well, they're going to have just what Iraq has. You got a 2-year period. Now, if you're talking about the larger notes and that, I wouldn't want to take them over there anyway. I mean, I don't know why, when they're worth more over here. Over there, again, they're not going to get rich. They're just going to get more value for their currency. Their economy is going to change. They're going to be able to buy more things. They're not going to become, you know, a millionaire or get a $500,000 for that like you did over here because of their currency.
Right, but if I exchange my U.S. dollar after the RD for Indonesia currency, I'm going to pay more than what I did, so I would have more purchasing power with what I have now over there, correct?
It is going to cost you more. That is correct.
Right.
It's going to be a new rate. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. And is Abadi staying in office and for two more months? They're giving him, is that what I read, that they're giving him till the end of December to have the reforms in place?
You mean Mahdi?
The new government?
I haven't read that they're giving him two more months. I haven't read that. He's going to stay in office because they're going to make it happen. But two more months would simply be saying, and I haven't read the article,
right,
that would be saying, hey, we're going to wait till January to do it. I don't know that the citizens are going to wait till January. They can say
right
what they want. But if they're in the streets and they've been there for a month, this thing is not going to go for 3 months. Something's going to happen before they're riding in the streets for 3 months.
Okay. And another question. Didn't Shabibi state that there had to be a 4-day holiday or 4 days for them to be able to revalue or reinstate their currency?
No, it doesn't have to be anything. Way back then, they wanted to use the holiday to disguise it. Way back then, he wanted to see, he said, let's at least let the Iraqi people enjoy it for 3 days before we tell the world. All that has been scratched a long time ago. They
okay
don't care what day it was, when it was, what hour it was. They're like, we're just trying to get it through. That's all.
Okay.
But I still believe the market will determine when they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be something within that window and time frame. But all of the rest of you know, they want 3 days, they want 10 days. Holiday is the perfect time to do it because it can disguise it around the world. You know, with everybody
mm-hmm
not seeing lines at the banks, that's what the locations are for. So I don't think any of that applies.
Okay, and I have a question for Ray.
Okay.
Ray, at one point I asked you about the Lebanon currency and you gave me a rate of $2 and something, and then
I did.
You came back, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Then you came back. Then you came back and you stated that you didn't think Lebanon was a part of this. How do you feel now, or what have you heard?
I have no idea about Lebanon. I'm trying
you have
to
no
remember
idea
giving you that information.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what the Lebanon rate is now or what it was or
it was
if
like
it's intended to be changed to anything.
It was like
$2.89. You sure that was me?
Yes, sir.
$2.89 for Lebanon?
I want to say it was $2 and something. I just can't recall. I have it written at home, but I'm not at home. But I brought in the Lebanon information, and Ray, you researched it and came back and gave us an amount, but you just felt that it wasn't as good as the Iraqi investment because of the price of purchasing the Iraqi currency and the contract rate. So
okay
you just kind of left it alone at that point. But I'm just reading so much now that my puzzles with Lebanon and Iraq are kind of like the same.
Well, they shouldn't be because the difference is the exchange and everything is not going to be the same.
Well, I'm just talking about as far as them actually, their currency actually increasing in value. Not that it will be the amount that Iraq would be, but the possibility
okay
to be a part
well
of the basket.
We don't have any information of it being in this basket. It
okay
wasn't a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, so I don't think that
right
it is now either. Not in this first basket that we're looking to enjoy.
Okay. All right. That's all my questions. You guys have a wonderful day.
Yes.
All right, you too. Thanks. Okay, the Lebanese rate is the same as the IQD right now. Actually, is one below it. IQD is 0008. Lebanese is 0007. But I have never had it on our list. Just so you guys know. I don't know.
All right.
All right. What's next?
All right. 407 area code. You are on. Okay, you know what that means. Oh, they even hung up. Okay, where was the next in line would be 907. You're on.
Is that me?
Yes, that is you.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. My husband and I have been listeners I'm here since 2011. Are you there?
Great.
Good.
Yes.
Yep,
we're here.
Well, I just have one quick question for you regarding redemption centers in Alaska. Do you have any idea how many there will be and or where they might be? The only possibility that we can come up with is possibly Anchorage.
Well, you're probably right. As being as I've never been anywhere in Alaska besides the airport, I wouldn't even know if there's any banks out there. But anyway, I'm just messing with you. That's the only place I could see. I mean, you know, you got to go 50, 60 miles before you see another house. I don't expect to see banks popping up anywhere.
That's the only place is going to be Anchorage then, because we got a kick out of you saying that they were going to be every within 50 miles of you, and I thought, well, let's see. That means we're going to Anchorage because we're in Wasilla. So. And then put down on the Kenai. We've only got one national bank in the state, and that's Wells Fargo.
Okay, good. Okay, that's where you're going. Somehow dog sled, snow sled, what are y'all going to do?
It's not even a snow machine yet. We don't even have any snow down here yet. They've got it in Fairbanks, but not here yet.
Oh, okay.
But we'll work on catching a dog sled in.
All right.
Thank you so much for all your information. We appreciate it. You're out.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
916 area code. You are on. 916.
916.
317. Wake up. Okay, you're off.
That's
you, 916?
Yeah, but I put my hand down way a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You sure did, come to think of it.
No
problem. That was my fault. I didn't notice it.
That's all right. Mm.
Okay. All right, sir. That was the last hand that was up. All these other folks with hands down that's on this call really shouldn't be up here in the first place, because this is a Q&A line, and that's why I kept on hitting lines that hands may have already been down, but of course, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You had a question, it got answered, so you put your hand down. But these other folks up here that never even had their hand up, why do you guys keep calling in on the Q&A line? You think that you're going undetected? I'm recording all these numbers
okay.
of these hard-headed people. So
there you go. All right. Oh, sorry.
All right, Tony. Let's wrap it up. We don't have any more hands up. So unless there's something else you want to say.
All right, guys. Nope, we're good.
Oh, wait a minute.
Like I said, everybody's it.
I'm sorry. Some just popped up. If you want to entertain them or not, they should have been up in the first place.
I got time.
All right. Okay. Who was it I just talked to? Said they had put their hand down. Was that 907?
916.
No, we talked to them.
Oh, 916.
916. Okay. But We talked to 907. Okay, so 415. We'll hear from you.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Quick question. I think last week you said something about Citibank and being able to buy and sell at Citibank.
Yep.
Okay, because my Citibank that I went into this last week and got that dumb look on their face, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Every Citibank in Sacramento and all across the country sells dinar and will buy dinar. Now, that individual person you may talk to wasn't on the same hand, but ask them to go to the computer screen, put in IQD, and give you what the rate is. And we'll ask to talk to whoever is handling the foreign currency. Trust me, they sell dinar, they buy dinar. I bought it there, and I've sold it there, just to make sure the process worked. And it did. My son buys there all the time.
Okay. One other question. When this thing does happen, are you going to start a project for the aging out of kids, or are you getting involved with some folks?
There's a lady in Southern California who has something she does already. She has sent it to me, so I'm going to look at that. And I'll support a bunch of people who have different programs. But, yes, I want to do one of my own for kids who are aging out of the system, do something with scholarships, do housing for a year, that kind of thing, even, you know, hire some of them for jobs that we have coming up as we do this.
Okay.
Was my plan.
Okay.
But
we better – I've got some work that I do with some folks here in Northern California that already have projects going. So if you might be interested in that, so just let me know.
Yep, absolutely. This happens.
Okay.
I mean, I like to hear everybody's project and everybody's ideas, and maybe we can share them with each other, you guys with each other, to enhance each other's programs, or get some other people who simply saying, I can't do it, I don't have time, but I would definitely, you know, contribute to yours. So we'll try and put that together.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you,
sir.
470.
Did I call that number already?
I don't know, but you're echoing again.
Yeah, that's because 470 is open.
No
response.
Okay.
386, you are on.
Hello, Mr. Ray and Mr. Tony.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm better than nothing, according to my wife. In answer to your earlier question, I tried calling, but the line was full. I called like as soon as I could get in.
Okay, that's okay. You're here. So what's going on?
Okay. Let me get you off speaker. Hold on. Let me figure out what this phone's doing. Okay, that's better now. Now, with all this stuff going on in Iran, they can't do anything until they get that calmed down, correct?
They can, and they may have to do it to calm it down. So that's the catch-22 part. We don't know.
Because I was just wondering if, with all this going on, if you could give me your best swag as to what to expect.
The best thing to expect is for it to, yes. Okay. Yes. Anyway. Okay. So the best thing is to expect what the banks are thinking when this could happen any moment. Because it truly could happen at any moment. They say enough, enough. But right now what we can see and watch is, and what they're going to watch, is that the demonstrations are slowing down, calming down, less people coming out. They're going to wait till it's over and do it. If they go the opposite way and are building up and getting more ferocious and that, then they're going to have to do it to calm them down. So they're just having to wait and see right now is my best swag, okay?
So. I just wanted if you actually knew what that meant.
So, well,
do you know what that means, Ray? You don't know what it means?
No, sir.
Anyway, no. Yes.
That's a scientific wild ass guess.
No kidding.
Yes, it's a guess.
That is way. Scientific guess.
Okay. Well, that's all
okay.
I have for you, gentlemen. So have a
all right, sir.
Now.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 918 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you all today?
Greetings. I'm fantabulous.
Super fantastic. How are you?
To the nth degree.
I am great. I appreciate you all so much, but I only have one question for you. Tony, when you say all the people are in the banks and back at the exchange center, how many souls are we talking about? Is it 10, 20, 100, 1,000?
Well, it's 5, 6 different states. So I don't know how many exchange centers are in each state, and I don't know how many people sit in each exchange center because there's large ones, small ones. Some of them are banks. Some of them are office locations that have been set up. But I don't have an individual count for any of them.
Best guess, are we talking a couple hundred?
No. Best guess, we're talking about thousands of people because it's millions of people that have to go through. Would be
well,
my best guess.
That would have been mine too, but I'm sitting there thinking if they're paying these people to do nothing, I would hope it wasn't thousands. And anyway.
Oh, yeah. It's been that way for years, guys. And one time the bank shut down, they wanted to cancel the contract. They were mad because the government didn't pay them. And then they got paid. So now they continue. But, yes, the Treasury is paying them every time they're bringing people in because they're bringing people in and they're paying them overtime. They're paying for hotels. They're buying them lunches, dinners, so they won't leave the building. And, yes, the Treasury is paying for that.
Boy, ain't it funny how this stuff works.
Yes, it is.
I swear.
Because
I swear,
why?
I swear.
We have a $19 trillion deficit, and nobody cares because it doesn't matter. They don't care if they're spending $30 million a month. It's any different than spending $50 million a month. Because in the end, they're going to get it all back and then some. And in the meantime, it's just going to create whatever they need because they create it out of thin air. So.
The only people in the world that if they still have checks in their checkbook, there must be money in the account.
Yep.
I swear.
There you go.
So, hey, guys, listen, I do appreciate both of you. This is the first call in, but I've listened to you for I don't know how many years. You guys have been a three-day-a-weeker for me and my family as well. We all sure appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you, too.
Bye-bye.
909 area code.
Hello?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. I am so happy right now because, Tony, you just made a statement. This is Catherine from Southern California, God's Woman, on the forum. And you made a statement saying that there's a woman in Southern California that's doing something for our kids that's getting out of foster care, and I just knew you were talking about me. I'm hoping. Were you talking about me?
Well, did you send me a letter?
We've talked several
times. Did you send me
an
email? Okay. And
okay.
Yeah. Well, since there's only one of you, then I'm talking about you. Okay.
Well, thank you. And first of all, I like to say too, I appreciate you guys so much. I'm so busy all the time. I normally only get to listen after the show, but today I'm running around in the car and I happen to be able to get in. So I appreciate you and Ray and the work you do. I think about it all the time that you guys been on doing this for over 10 years, more like 13.
And I said, who would do this long if they didn't believe in what they're doing? And you're doing it at the sacrifice of you, your family. I don't know what your hours are like, but you have expressed that you get calls throughout the night and things. And I said, this is such a great sacrifice for them to do that for us and just giving us this intel information. So I appreciate you, and I just wanted to, if this happens tomorrow, I just wanted to let you know that I really, I give your number out to people and people that I talk to. And they are online now listening to the information. And I've already told, and you've already suggested, people that I've talked to and they want to know what's going on, I give your number to them. If they can't dial the number, then I'm sorry. They have to keep up like I keep up. And Ray is so frank about what he think, and you're more liberal about thinking a little bit longer than him, okay? And I'm like, I find it funny. I don't know what some of the people are going to do when this thing happens, even though I got a lot of plans. But some people have become accustomed to calling you guys every day. So they're like, well, what am I going to do? You know, well, you're going to go spend your money. That's what I'm saying. But I have a couple of questions.
Wait, okay. Hold on one second. Hold on one second. I don't want to cut off your momentum, but let me do this real quick. Guys, the bank said there is no restriction on the amount of V&D that you can get the contract rate on. None.
Good.
And it may not be on the IQB at the time, but no restriction. As you said, the answer is no on both, that there's no restriction. They've been removed. So we'll see what happens. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You can say whatever you want. This is your show. I have a question. It's just something that came up in a conversation, and I didn't know how to answer it, so I wanted to ask you. Let's say that Iraq make all their money new. They just get another series of money going, and this thing happened, and they say all the money that we have in our hands now and it's now obsolete, and they're only dealing with their money. Are they able to do something like that and make ours voided out and their new money becomes the money that they use in their country and in their in international?
No, they're not able to do that on a day's notice. They would have to do just what they did there, give everybody at least a 2-year period of time to exchange their currency. So
okay,
you would
well,
know
that's
2 years in advance. They would have a date where it is no longer worth anything that you'd have to turn it in by, okay?
Well, that satisfied me. I didn't know how to answer them. So, you know, that was a proposal when we were talking, and I said, well, I'll find out through Ray and Tony, and I'll come back and let you guys know, because I don't want to say anything I don't know. Once again, I listen to the show. I enjoy CIA. If you're out there, I enjoy your wisdom, and I enjoy the fun that Danny from Texas, he come on the air with, and I enjoy some of the other people, especially the bus lady. And I just want to know that once this period of time is gone and over, that a lot of people do link up and do some good things. And I'm going to go with CIA and say 10 days from the day it happens, we're going to show a United States and our government, when we start pouring money into the system and then blessing other people with needs and housing and homes and food, they're going to see this big thing happening and know that it was a good thing to let us as citizens be involved. So I thank you. God bless you. I pray for you guys all the time.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 651 area code.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. How are you?
Fantabulous.
Fantastic.
The nth degree. Yourself.
I'm doing well.
just one moment here. I need to make sure I can hear you properly. I don't want to crash the car. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
I can hear you now.
All right. Hey, glad I got in touch with you guys before this all ends. I haven't been able to make a call to you guys. Got a question about this investing.com site. I'm sure you've heard about it. It's at like 0.0084. It stayed that way since last week, as well as a couple of other sites I've seen. They're at that 0.0084. Now, you guys made the comment. I was really sick, and I think it was Danny from Dallas who asked the question about the sites last week. But who do these sites apply to, and who can we get to honor some of these rates?
I don't know who they supply to, but and if anybody will honor those rates right now today, I have people on standby who told me, man, I'll go turn this in right now. Well, if they honor them, we turn it in right now, it'd be a good thing because everybody go out and buy even more. And that's why nobody's not going to honor that rate. But we do see the lower echelons getting ready for this. And maybe, Iraq commented today in their articles about the two banking system, a shadow banking system. And I've told you guys about that for years. They've been operating on a backdoor system and changing the rate of the currency and using it to keep them alive, bank to bank, country to country. These other sites that have just been popping up with these, even this 008 lately, I have no idea. But there's not a bank in the country that's using those sites to set their rates. I don't even know, and I'm just being honest with you guys, how to become a customer with their site just so I could do some exchanges, because I would. but I can't. But it's more than one of them out there, and we know what's going to happen. Somebody actually looked up one, I think it was investing.com, and sent me all the background on it of who it was, what their IP address was, everything else, which didn't mean a lot to me either way. But it wasn't a banking or a government. But it's still good to see because something's going on. And like we've always said, we only know 30% of what's going on. The other 60%, 70%, we don't have a clue. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's right there on investing.com. It's 0.0084, and I think I've seen it on CNBC also. And then the other one is this Visa exchange rate. I forget which site it was, but I did see that at it was an ask and a bid price, and I want to say the asking price was 0.84 or 0.86. How does the Visa rate apply to a Visa? I don't know. Maybe you can't answer any of this until it goes, but either way, both of you stay blessed. Thank you for your time, and I'll be out here in the dark listening, all right?
All right. I haven't seen anything on CNBC, guys, but the Visa rate has been out there for a while, April, May, something. In January, I told you guys that my guy over there had a Visa card with a new rate on it. And he's been using it. So whatever they put together in the system, we don't know about it. They're not telling us, but he gets a different exchange rate. Now, I think we showed it way back then when he had it, but everybody else says it wasn't possible. It's not doing it. How do just those guys get it? I don't know. How does the world turn from day to night? It does. And Visa does one thing, and MasterCard does something else in country or with certain people, but the rates are there. If you go to that investing site, Visa has a rate, MasterCard doesn't have a rate. How do they do that? I don't know, but they're doing it. Okay.
I do have a screenshot of the CNBC if you want me to email it to you sometime, but if not, that's okay also. Thanks again, guys. I'm hanging up.
Okay, thank you, sir. But you can send it to me if you want to. I don't have it. Go ahead, Ray. Sorry.
All right. 801 area code. We'll squeeze you in.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I've got a question. I've got a friend who is from Brazil and is in this country on a work visa. He is interested in buying dong and dinar, but he's not sure if he can exchange here in the U.S., and if he does, will it affect his work visa?
Well, he's going to have to call an attorney for all that information, but I do know the requirement is for you to be in the U.S. for 6 months, just like it is in most countries to do a currency exchange. But to make sure, because, you know, I'm not an attorney or financial advisor, all he has to do is call any bank right now and ask them what does he have to do to exchange a million of any foreign currency, and they'll tell him what his requirements are.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you,
okay.
Sir.
All right. 931 area code. You're on.
That me, Tony?
That you?
It is you.
Yeah, hey, this is Gary. I mean, it's Nashville, man. He was saying Citibank.
Wait. Do not say anything about barbecue, because you don't know what you're talking about.
No, man, don't even try it. You're all there in California, so you know you definitely don't want to mess with no Tennessee barbecue. You know better.
Man,
you know better. So let's leave that alone. So I was
okay.
Talking about what bank you were talking about. You said Citibank.
That, yeah, Citibank.
Citibank was selling.
You can buy
dinar. Okay.
Yes, you can go to the bank, buy dinar. Dinar at Citibank, and you can go. The Citibank doesn't do the VND. They do dinar. Chase doesn't do the dinar. They do the VND.
Okay. So Citibank does dinar, not the DNB. Okay, good. Because I have an unbelievable, and he works at Citibank. I'm going to make him my hookup. That's what I need to know.
Okay.
But thank you, Greg.
There you
thank
go.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Now
right.
Get out.
Have a great day.
All right.
All right, sir.
Ready?
Okay, that was the last hand up, and it was time to go anyway, so it worked out.
Okay,
wrap it up time.
Guys, let me tell you guys a story real quick so you understand. Probably about part of what the lady said, and so you know where we're at. We've been doing this since 2003, 2004, so yeah, more than 10 years, more than 15, 16. Doesn't seem like it. I'll tell you, absolutely does not seem like it. I don't think we started with it, but we've been doing this for a while. I started out doing this 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, giving out all the information. 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, because we had a lot of information to give out. There was always something happening with our government, with their government, with the currency, with the banking system. I mean, the whole thing that we went through, and it was a totally different call every day with new information. And then we got it down to 3 times a week, 3 hours a day, 2 hours a day, and now where we're at. But as we have cut back, we've had that towards the information, towards the time frame, the timing, just like anything else, where it's getting ready to go. There's less and less requirements for them to meet or demands from the U.S., and things are being put out in the public more. We used to have to get it all from the mosque every morning, evenings, closed sources. Now they're doing it on television, putting out news articles, telling people exactly what's going to happen, putting out pictures of the lower denoms. Everything that should be telling you, finally, we're getting to the end. So even if it's taking us a little bit longer, We know we've already been through the hard part. We've been through that already. And that was building the building, putting the foundation, the walls, the ceiling, everything else. Now we're just waiting for them to open the door and say, come on in and get what you've been waiting for. And that's where we're at. We're waiting for that. It should be sometime this month. It could be tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be today. But it could be tomorrow. It could be later in the month. But we have survived it. We're here. And the only thing we should be doing at this moment is getting as much as we can before they open that door. I mean, that's what I would be doing. Because when it's over, it's over. All right? All right, thank you guys. Know that I want you to spend the day getting ready, because it's here. Preparing yourself, preparing your family, everybody, and have a plan. The last thing you want to do is get a phone call and they say the 800 numbers are out. And you start running around all crazy. What else will do? Where is that list? What did they say? What's the first 10 things? What am I supposed to say to the bank? Where should I put my money? Where should it? And you have a heart attack or end up in a mental ward and somebody else spending your money. It's a possibility that might happen. But let's not. Let's be calm. Let's be prepared. Let's get ready to enjoy life. All right? Enjoy the rest of your day, because that's what I'm going to do. Ready?
All right, it's Marvelous-er Monday. Let's see what happens as the minutes tick by, the hours tick by, and if need be, as the days tick by, but might not be too many more days. Time will tell on that. We'll keep you updated. Keep believing. Sweet short.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Are you ready to walk?
I believe that I can make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
Are you ready for
me? I believe the promise that He made.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe God's gonna do it.
Yes,
He will.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
Just waiting for that call any day. Be prepared to negotiate any rate that is on the screen at exchange time. Pay attention. Or be willing to pay the price. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return, this session is no longer being recorded.